more internet moments of the decade. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Yesterday, we heard from David Michelle Davies of the Webby Awards about some of the most significant internet events of this past decade. Those moments we talked about included the Google IPO, Craigslist going national, and Facebook graduating from college. We'll hear about a couple more of the biggest internet events in a second. But first, an update to our recent story on the term unfriend from the world of social networking being named the Oxford American Dictionary's Word of the Year. We heard from a number of people who said they've never heard anyone say unfriend, but rather they hear and use defriend instead, as in, I defriended her on Facebook because she was always sending me stupid quizzes. Ammon Shea from Oxford University Press was gracious enough to talk to us again to clear up this unfriend versus defriend issue.
It's obvious that both of these words mean the same thing, and they're kind of interchangeable. I mean, defriend and unfriend mean much the same thing, which is to remove somebody from your friend list in a social networking context. I think that more than anything else, this is for us an evidence-based question, and we didn't want to put two words down as the word of the year, so we went with the word that we had the more comprehensive evidence for. And based on what we saw, it's more common to use the word unfriend than it is to use defriend. Which is not to say that there are not entire groups of people out there that prefer to use defriend. I mean, I'm not certain myself whether it's a regionalism, a regional difference, or an age difference or not. The evidence that we've gathered so far would indicate that unfriend is slightly more common.
Now on to the discussion about the most important internet events of this past decade, with perhaps the biggest being the release of the first iPhone in mid-2007, David Michelle Davies.
They created the beginning of sort of the mobile internet, and that's regular people using mobile devices in their everyday life to do everyday things.
The last two significant internet moments of the decade that you have are sort of politics related. Tell me about the U.S. presidential campaign of 2008 and the Iranian election protests of 2009.
You know, politics in 2000 and 2004, you saw the potential the internet had there. You know, there was ways in which people were getting together online, and there was some fundraising going on online. But in 2008, you saw all these other services. You know, the campaigns had YouTube out there, and they had Facebook, and they had Twitter, and they had all these other applications and sites that people were using to talk to each other, and they were able to harness those. And it's really the first year, the first campaign, the Barack Obama presidential campaign, that knew how to do it and did it, you know, to really use the internet to win an election. And then, you know, in 2009, the Iranian election, I think, you know, we outsiders outside of Iran, and I can't speak so as well as I'd like to how what the influence was within Iran, but I can tell you from the outsiders here that Twitter and the access to information that we had because of being able to connect to people in Iran and understand what they were going through, I think really changed the way the story was covered and changed the kind of information that people outside of Iran had access to.
That's David Michelle Davies with the Webby Awards. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.